creativity? Because it seems like from Van Gogh to Amy Winehouse, from Kurt Cobain to Robin Williams, and all the way back to the likes of Lord Byron and Edgar Allan Poe, the ghost of the tortured artist seems to be haunting many, many high-profile creative souls. Now, what is it about these kind of tragicomic figures that actually provokes creativity? Is there something that actually connects the two? Now, Steve Allen is a leading psychiatrist and director of the Psychological Oncology Program at the Peter MacCallum Cancer Centre in Melbourne. Steve's on the phone. Good morning.
G'day, Nick.
Now, look, we do tend to, in popular culture, connect the idea of creativity coming from great personal anguish, but how real is this connection?
Well, you know, it's a tricky one because, as you can imagine, comedians and performers don't usually put themselves up for study. However, having said that, heaps of people have tried to understand the link because it's been noticed for centuries. And so there's, you know, it basically falls into the three options that always exist in science. You know, is it cause, is it effect, or is it chance? And there's some evidence for all three.
Interesting. What's the evidence for cause?
So the evidence for cause, so that's an interesting one. So is being creative likely to cause you to suffer from some sort of mental illness? And the answer is probably yes to that one. And there's pretty obvious things. Now, the most obvious one is addictions. If you're a creative person, especially if you're famous, you're going to have periods on stage, you're going to be exposed to drugs, you're going to be working late at night, you're going to need to come down afterwards. So people who are in the fame industry, the performing industry in particular, often, you know, they're exposed to drugs and they often use them to bring them down. So they've got a slightly increased risk. And secondly, a lot of creative people have been known to use substances to aid creativity. As you know, I mean, for example, the Beatles were said to have written some of their songs whilst on LSD. So there's the addiction link for a start. And then there's also this sort of the, what I often just phrase as the toxic effects of fame. You know, it's very challenging. You're in the public spotlight. You're constantly being criticised. You're being praised too, but public criticism is terrible. And then worst of all, losing fame, it can be really challenging. And it especially seems to be a problem if you're famous when you're young. So that's the cause stuff. That's the, does fame cause mental illness? The answer is probably yes, probably increases your risks. Not dramatically, but it does increase your risk.
Well, let's jump over to effect because, of course, especially in the world of comedy, a lot of people say that, you know, being on stage, being funny is a way of treating their personal demons and mood disorders.
Yeah, and there's two really obvious connections that you see all the time. Firstly, the idea you're saying where they get funny because they're suffering depression, so they're using the comedy sort of as a defense mechanism, as a tool to deal with sadness. Lots of comedians report that, and you'll hear lots of comedians say things like they had troubled childhoods. Again, it's hard to measure these things and compare them to the general public, but it's a common anecdotal experience that people say they develop comedic skills to deal with tough things in their life. So there's the link to sort of sadness and bad things happening, but then there's also the link to one of our probably most sort of biological of all mental illnesses, which is bipolar disorder. Mm. It tends to occur in about 1% of the population. And that's the disorder where you get recurrent episodes of either mania, being excessively happy, not sleeping, creative, or depression, the opposite. And mania is being, when people are manic, when they're really high in their mood, they're often super creative. And lots of famous people, including comedians like Spike Milligan and whatnot, have suffered from bipolar disorder and gone public with it. Stephen Fry's another famous one. He's talked about his bipolar disorder quite a bit.
Now, what about for the average punter, for the average human being who maybe finds that sort of popping down with a notebook, a bit of creativity can really help with whether it be a little bit of depression or even just a mild dysthymia or a case of the blues?
It's true. You know, there's a whole lot of therapies, in fact, psychological therapies, that are based around people using their illness to aid their creativity and also using that to then help them gain some sort of sense of control over what's going on. The most obvious is some of the therapies where they get you to write down everything and they you know, encourage you to, and train you to write, because people often find writing things on paper helps take them out of their head a little bit. So if they're obsessing or can't get particular problems out of their head, writing it down can help. And also a lot of people use their mood to flavour their writing in a sense, and it gives it a lot greater depth. So some people actually, you know, learn to, I mean, obviously they're suffering from their particular symptoms and whatnot at time, but they can also harness them at times to improve their creativity and explain their experiences in a more rich manner, I guess, is what I'm trying to say.
Yeah, look, just jumping back to fame for a second, do you think it's harder for people in the public spotlight to get recognition and acknowledgement for this? Because we have a bit of a case of, poor little rich boy, you know, oh, you're a bit sad, are you? But look at all the fame and millions you've got, as if somehow that would make up for how they feel.
Yeah, I think there's an element of that. And also, if you're famous, it's surprisingly, you either get, it's hard to get treatment right. So clinicians often with famous people, they either over-treat them or they assume that they're getting everything and they under-treat them. It's very hard to get the balance right. And also, people who are famous sometimes suffer from a lack of reality testing. So the people around them tend to kowtow to them a little bit too much and not tell them when they, you know, you or I, if we get unhappy or something or manic or something goes wrong, our family's likely to come up, grab us, you know, by the scruff of the neck and make us get help. Whereas sometimes I think Amy Winehouse, she saw that in her documentary, for example, a lot of people around her, rather than pushing her to get help, let her keep going because she was making them lots of money and for whatever reason, they didn't confront her. That was the impression in the documentary about her anyway.
It can make for a very toxic environment for everyone involved by the sounds of it. Steve, thank you so much. A fascinating conversation. Thanks for chatting to Breakfast.
It's been my pleasure, Nick. Cheers.
Thank you. Psychiatrist Steve Ellen there talking about the link between creativity, mood disorders, depression, and a whole bunch of other bits and pieces.